We should have an interesting last couple of weeks. Everything is moving along pretty well for the ag community. The right to farm legislation that we've been looking forward to see passing that will ease a lot of the legal burdens that ag has with people constantly moving in, we call it moving to the nuisance, is ready to go out of the House. The Senate bill is sitting in the House. Both bills now are identical, and we think in these next couple of days the House can pick up and pass and move it on to the governor's office. Over in the Senate, the ag industry and the Department of Environmental Protection, water management districts have reached agreement on language with the Central Florida Water Initiative having to do with water allocations for ag for the next few years. That bill came out of the Senate Appropriations Committee. It's Senate Bill 7062. Came out of the Senate Appropriations Committee this past week, and it is ready for the Senate floor and ready to move over to the House for final action there.
Well, Sam, I realize they're trying to finish up the budget, but they have to have it done by a certain time, don't they, in order to get it passed before the session ends. I'll let you explain. How does that actually work?
Florida not only is a balanced budget state, meaning that we can't run a budget deficit, but they also mandate that the budget be placed on the members' desk 3 days ahead of the final vote so that everybody has a chance to read the budget and look through it and that no one has any real surprises. So in order for the members to adjourn on time at the end of 60 days, it'll have to be put on the members' desk by day 57. So legislators just started meeting in budget conference this past weekend, and that should give them plenty of time to have the budget finished on time and where we can adjourn by day 60.